Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, building on the CPAC references in the last segment, there is, it's as obvious as the nose on your face, there is a split, pro-Trump, anti-Trump split in the Republican Party. That cannot be corrected. That cannot be healed. Ultimately, it splits the party permanently. And it was really, and it was really brought to mind. I saw some comments by some Republicans. One of them, in particular, a guy named Charlie Dent. Now, Charlie Dent was a moderate congressman, Republican from Pennsylvania. And a couple of terms ago, he decided not to run for re-election because, in the Trump world, he could not have been re-elected. He was a conservative guy, conservative on economics and a lot of other things, but he was more of a traditional Republican, which is he was not going to countenance insurrection. He's not going to put up with sucking up to Putin, betraying our FBI and our CIA to Putin, breaking up NATO, breaking up the EU, and dividing this country racially. He wasn't going to put up with that. And even in Pennsylvania, purple state, but really it's a blue state. I mean, Pennsylvania, at the founding of this country and then the Civil War, was one of the stalwarts of the nation and of the North. But he said the other day, and this is exactly right, he said, when I, at the height of the Republican Party, when I was the most active and I was a congressman, we would have these state conventions in Pennsylvania. And all sorts of folks signed up. But there would always be a little group of really strange people, zealots, haters, really strange people. And they would be sitting in a corner of the spectator section. Nobody would pay them any attention. They didn't get to speak. They just sat there seething. And he said, now the difference is that they're on the stage and I'm not. He was talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, G-A-E-T-Z of Florida, who's under investigation for trafficking. Marjorie Taylor Greene had all of her committee assignments stripped. She goes around threatening other members of Congress, stalking Ocasio-Cortez, lying about the election, calling for the assassination of Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, that kind of thing. Somehow didn't get arrested. I don't know why. You know, it doesn't have to be a state prosecutor in Georgia where she represents. It could be a federal prosecutor. I think that these kinds of threats have to be prosecuted. People have to go to jail. You can't permit violence to be implied or stated in our democracy. But Charlie Dent's point is that there are always those kind of folks. There are always those kind of folks. But in the old days, they were stuck in a corner of the spectator session section. Nobody would talk to them, and nobody would let them give up and give speeches and spew out this hate. Now they are on the stage. They are deciding who gets to speak, and they're the ones who speak. That is why this Republican Party can't continue in its present form. Absolutely cannot. There was an incident just the other day with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz. They're sort of a tag team, kind of a tag team. They went down to Arizona and held a rally supporting the cyber ninja crooked supposed forensic audit designed to try to overturn the results in Arizona. It ain't going to work. Crooked deal. They're shipping ballot information out of state in trucks without telling anybody, unmarked trucks, to Montana, to a cabin, unmarked cabin with no trespassing signs. And, you know, they're the ones that held it up to the light, looking for bamboo, looking for ultraviolet something or other. Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz just tried to have a rally in California. And they signed up at a hotel, a venue. It was an event venue. And everything looked hunky-dory until the manager of the place looked and saw these two nut jobs who were going to do it. And he canceled it. And he has a right to decide who gets to use his facility. It's his private property. It's not the government. He's not, the government can't censor them and shouldn't censor them. Under the First Amendment, they have a right to freedom of speech. Within reason, they can't advocate violence. And that's why the people that advocated storming the Capitol, resulting in deaths and beatings of police officers, that's not protected by the First Amendment. But Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene can get up and lie and say Trump won the election. Government can't stop him. But you know something? The guy that runs that event center can stop him. He said, you're not using my event center. I'm not going to turn it over to this kind of thing. And they said, you know, well, we bad. You know, we've been thrown out of better places than this. Pox on your house. We're going to find somewhere else. To date, I don't know what they found. And if they did find something, it's a big secret. But that's what's happening in the Republican Party. Charlie Dent is right. The people that had lurked, the really strange people muttering to themselves, with hate and so forth, used to be in the cheap seats. Now they're on the stage and Charlie Dent is out. And that's that is the lesson of the Republican Party, sad as it is. In Afghanistan, there was a symbolic change of command yesterday that has a lot of resonance. The general in charge of all our forces in Afghanistan stepped down from his commission. And he turned it over to a Marine general. You might say, okay, so what? The Marine general is located in Tampa, Florida. In other words, we are going to actually get out of Afghanistan, and we've started, and by August 31st, we'll be out. Turkey has agreed to secure the Kabul airport while we withdraw. And the significance of that is the Turks are Sunni Muslims. The Taliban are Sunni Muslims. And the idea is that they're not going to attack fellow Sunni Muslims. Well, the Taliban is so psychotic, they're threatening Turkey now. They're threatening Turkey. Now, Turkey, the caliphate, remember the Ottoman Empire, the center of Sunni Islam is Turkey originally. Obviously, in Saudi Arabia, that's where all of the shrines are. But Turkey is the one that exercised military control over the centuries in Europe until they were driven out. So to have the Taliban threaten them because they're guarding the Kabul airport while American troops withdraw. By the way, Turkey's a member of NATO. We have significant differences with Turkey, and we have, it's a very rocky relationship, but they're technically part of NATO. In other words, if somebody attacks Turkey, we have to defend them. And if somebody attacks the United States or France or Germany, Turkey has to be involved in their defense as well. So that's what's happening over there. Right now, the Taliban control 85% of that country. They came on some Afghan commandos, said surrender and we'll give you safe passage. They surrendered and came walking out and they were gunned down. The Taliban is a Nazi ideology. It's a Nazi ideology of sectarian supremacy and their racial supremacy. They genocide Hazaras, they genocide Shiite Muslims, they genocide Christians. They're a genocidal force. They only understand force. The problem is we're not going to keep thousands of American troops over there to be shot in the back by people that put on Afghan uniforms. The country is ungovernable even by itself. The sad thing is the women in Afghanistan are going to be left to their tender mercies, which is they'll be murdered if they walk out and you can even see their ankles or their eyeballs and they're not going to school, then they'll still be murdered. That is to be left to another day. But what is important is that the change of command occurred, and August 31 is the date, and that is when we are getting out. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. It's so long.